Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Everyone, it is so good to be with you today. I hope you're doing well. In my neck of the woods, it is such a pretty day in my neck of the woods. I hope it's nice where you are. We have been really busy. I don't know about you, but the last couple of months have been really busy. But it's been a good busy, so I am not complaining. And I just want to welcome you to the show today. This is Sharon, and we do our best on this show to build strong businesses in the community so that we can put people to work. And I know you're probably wondering, well, how do you go about doing that? Well, if you give me just a minute, I will tell you. We do our best to bring programming that enlightens, informs, and entertains. We talk about all kinds of things on the show. We talk about media buying, branding, social media, networking, business development. We also talk about relationships on the show. You know, I am a huge proponent of relationships and being kind to people and treating people the way you want to be treated and just putting yourself in another person's shoes, whether it's putting yourself in your client's shoes or putting yourself in the shoes of a CEO or manager, you know, being respectful and realizing that we are all different. We have different personalities. Oh, I enjoy doing shows like that. I really, really do. But today we have a show. I'm really excited about the show we're going to be talking about today. And for those who have been with me since day one, I say it all the time, and before we dive into the show, I am going to say it today. I just love, 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 love you. Those of you who have been with me since day one, thank you so much. To my new listeners, welcome to the show. Welcome, 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 welcome. And listen, if you have a question or a comment, you can go to my website and leave me a note. There's a place you can leave me a note. You can leave me a note on Facebook. Yeah, just look me up. This is Sharon. Just look me up. I'm there. I'd be happy to answer your questions or, you know, do some topics, whatever topics you like to hear. But also go to www.themarketingpulpit. Check out the website there. Oh, my goodness, there's so much information there, especially if you're in business, thinking about starting a business, or you have questions about what's going on in the area of business. Check out the website. Yes, so just want to encourage you to do that today. And when I come back from this very short break, I am going to introduce to you the topic that we're going to dive into today. I really, like I said, I'm excited about it. I think it's a really interesting topic, whether you're in business or not. So when we come back from this short break, we are going to dive right in. Thank you so much again for joining me today. This is Sharon.
I've been getting tired of listening to the same songs on the radio over and over again. So I took matters into my own hands and decided to do something about it. I downloaded the Tenaboy Radio app, and I've been in love ever since. Tenaboy Radio. I listen to it online, and if I'm out and about, I listen to it on my phone. Tenaboy Radio. If you're ready to experience a different sound in radio, download the app, Tenaboy Radio, or go to their website, www.tenaboyradio.com. Music the way I like it. Tenaboy Radio.
Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon. I'm always delighted to have you joining me. And today, we are going to be talking about social media, digital marketing for businesses. If you have a business, whether it's a small business, medium-sized business, large business, church, whether you work with a nonprofit organization, for-profit organization, it does not matter. Social media is something that's really important for you to take a look at. And we're going to take a look at just a few reasons why you should be making sure that you're on the social media platform somewhere. Somewhere. And believe it or not, I know it can seem kind of overwhelming. There is so much information out there as it relates to social media and marketing for your company. So many avenues. It's huge. It's huge. But we're just going to take a look at a few things today. And one of the things that I'm going to start out with is the importance of creating a plan. If you're wanting to get into digital marketing, social media marketing, and there are some challenges, of course, of creating a strategy, but take your time, just get your thoughts together as it relates to what you want, what you're trying to do with your business, and you can experience some levels of success with social media marketing. One of the things that has happened over the last few years, and I'm sure you have seen it, you remember back in the day, you know, when people would talk about marketing, when you thought about marketing, you would think about billboards, huge billboards outside, or you would think about advertising, commercials, you know, on television. And marketing was a little bit different. You know, people would do, of course, marketing in the yellow pages, business directories with paper. You just open the book. It was like a journal. You look in and you see the different businesses under different titles or different headings. And there may still be some of that today, but marketing has changed. The platform has changed. The playing field has changed. In fact, there are quite a few definitions out there as it relates to marketing, whether it's the activity of exchanging products, services for something of value to customers or clients. It ranges from with so many things. But there's also something that is known as your marketing mix. And I'm just going to spend a little bit of time on your marketing mix, because these are things that it would be very good for you to know if you want to start really getting a handle on social media marketing. And again, listen, social media marketing is huge. There's a lot of information out there. So don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to speak with someone who has experience and knowledge in the area of building your brand as it relates to social media marketing. But when you're looking at marketing with social media, whether that's Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Snapchat, it doesn't matter what platform, Instagram, LinkedIn, It doesn't matter what platform. You still need to make sure you have a good idea as to what your marketing mix is and what your strategy is. That marketing mix consists of about four things. One is your product or your service. And the product, of course, is something that satisfies a customer's demand. Typically, people don't buy if they don't have a need or a want for something. So making sure you have a really good idea as to what your product or your service is. Price is another part of your marketing mix. What a customer or client is going to be willing to pay for your product or your service. Your marketing mix also includes promotion. How are you going to promote your product or your service? What communication methods are you going to use to inform people about your product or your service? And then your place, providing a location or place for people to be able to purchase or use your product and service. So your marketing mix consists of product, price, promotion, and the place where you're going to, you know, have your product or service, and then having a strategy. And I think this is probably the place where people get a little bit confused and bogged down when they're trying to come up with a strategy, a marketing strategy. When you're looking at your marketing strategy, there are actions that you have to take. There are tactics that you have to look at. What's your goal? What is the actual goal of the company, or what is the goal of your department? And being able to achieve some type of advantage, some type of competitive advantage as it relates to your competition. So what is your marketing strategy? How do you come up with a marketing strategy? Well, typically, a marketing strategy is created after you have done quite a bit of research and you've taken a look at the competition, your competition. You've taken a look at your target markets, the demographics, and you, after you've taken a look at that and you have an idea as to what you're trying to do, what your goal is, coming up with a marketing plan. It sounds really simple. It sounds really easy. But it takes time. It really takes time to research all of that. And, you know, there are people out there who simply love research, and they enjoy looking at numbers and coming up with action plans. I really enjoy research. I do. I enjoy looking at the numbers. I enjoy all of that. And coming up with some type of marketing strategy and then implementing the strategy. So if you're looking at going into, or if you're looking to use social media as one of the avenues to promote your product and to build your brand, you definitely need to make sure that you've taken a look at your marketing mix, your strategy, and you're clear on that. You're really clear on it. And the truth about social media, marketing on social media, listen, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I mean, sometimes you may come up with a plan, you may come up with a strategy, and it just doesn't work well. And you maybe have to re-look at it, or you may have to use different parameters and come up with different tactics, and that is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. So one of the things that I think is really great about the internet and what's so wonderful about online research is so much information is right at the end of your fingertips. If you own a smartphone, or if you own a laptop or a computer, or if you own an iPad, it doesn't matter. So much information is out there for you. And people are getting online more and more. They're spending more time online. Do you know that people spend a little over 6 hours every day using online devices? Yes, they do. Which is one of the reasons why if you are a small business or if you are a nonprofit, it is important to have an online presence. It really is. more and more businesses are going online. Of course, some businesses have a mix of offline services and online services and products, but more and more businesses are going online. And by the year 2020, it is projected that sales from online business will be about $4 trillion. That's huge. It really, really is huge. So businesses are spending more money online so that people can see their services and products because they recognize more and more people are online and more people purchase online. In fact, businesses are projected to spend about $285 billion by 2020 online. And guess what? It's getting bigger. It really is. So the takeaway that I want you to have today is very important. Digital marketing is very important for you and your business. And if you don't have a budget, you might want to look at having a budget for marketing online. Marketing online. And, yeah, there's quite a bit of things that you have to look at if you're wanting to start. If you haven't gotten into that, if you're looking to start, there are just a few things that you can look at that may be beneficial to you when it comes to starting your online presence or beginning your online presence. And you can start small. You don't have to start huge. You can just start small. And when we come back, we're just going to take a look at just a few things that you might want to look at possibly incorporating into your business if you want to get a piece of that market. And I don't know why you wouldn't. There's a whole lot of room out there for you and your business and your nonprofit. So when we come back, we're going to take a look at a few more things right here. This is Sharon.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, Day Lee, Reflect Nation, stand up. And you are listening to Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
I'm just so delighted that you decided to join me today. This is Sharon, and it's always a delight to have you. And today we're talking about your company or business diving into social media. Yes. Oh, wow. It's an exciting time. Great opportunity for you to take a look at why social media and digital marketing might be good for your company. Why do you need to start taking a look at digital marketing? Is it important? Is it something that you need to do? Well, yes. And why is it? Okay, well, we've been talking a little bit about it because, one, more and more people are doing business online. And the traditional ways of doing business, people still do, but not as much. You remember back in the day, you were made aware of products and services through billboards. You could be driving down the road and you see a billboard and you'd be like, oh, I didn't know that. Or you're watching television and you're looking at a commercial and you're informed of new products or new services. Well, guess what? You still see advertising on television, but more and more companies are doing ads online. And you don't see as many billboards as you used to years ago. You just don't. So I'm encouraging you, if you have a business or if you work with a profit or nonprofit, to just start taking a look at increasing your digital presence online and increasing your presence online. And we're taking a look at the question, why is it so important to even be thinking about digital marketing? Well, it's important because it's becoming one of the main ways that people do business. It really is. And some things that you have to take a look at as well, of course, is your target market. Who are you targeting? Why are you targeting them? And the reason that that's important, knowing who your target market is because various social media outlets attract various demographics, various age groups, various the genders. Some social media platforms are for younger audiences. You find more young people on those platforms. So knowing who your target market is and making sure that you have some understanding of the type of tools that are out there to help you manage your digital marketing presence, because there are wonderful tools out there that can help you. And again, if it's something that you're not really sure about, there are so many professionals that are in social media marketing that can assist you with your web presence, making sure that if you have a website, that your website is optimized for search engines, and also making sure that, you know, how do you want to go about introducing your product? Do you want to use email marketing, mobile marketing, content marketing? What is it that you want to use so that people can see your product and your services? And then being able to build a campaign, a marketing campaign for your target audience, making sure that you're on the right social media channel, and then making sure that you're managing those campaigns and also measuring whether or not those campaigns are successful or not. Because sometimes campaigns, like I said before, they may not necessarily be successful. You may have to put the plug on them, and that's okay. It's trial and error these days. It's trial and error. So the key takeaway is making sure that you take a look at your media marketing, your content, how are you going to reach people, what avenue are you going to reach them, who is your target market, who are you trying to reach? Just questions to start thinking about. And some of you may be saying, well, I don't even have a website, I don't have a Facebook page, I don't have Instagram, I don't have anything. We basically have a storefront, and we're doing just fine. Well, there's nothing wrong with doing just fine, but you're missing out on quite an opportunity, possibly leaving money on the table, if you don't have some type of social media presence. Now, why is it important to you? Who is your target market? What metrics are you going to use to determine if you're successful or not? How often should you be engaging with your customers on social media? What are some of the things that your target market is interested in? Is blogging something that you might need to include on your website? Or what about email marketing? Is that something you might need to do? Guess what? Those are all questions that you need to explore. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to present this topic today, so that you could just start thinking about your social media presence. So you could just start thinking about, hey, is this something I want to jump into? Is this something that you might want to do? Well, I want to share, just if I can find it, I'm going to share this with you. Let me see if I can find it. I usually have it pulled up right here, but okay. As it relates to the number of people that are using social media platforms, this may be a reason that helps you to understand why you might need to be on social media. Facebook has about 2 billion monthly active users, 2 billion. And those 2 billion active monthly users fall within a certain demographic. Facebook is a platform that is used by a lot of people, but Facebook is also taking that opportunity to do some marketing research and whatnot on its own, and that information is available to you. 2 billion monthly users. And those users, 75% of those users spend over 20 minutes every day on Facebook. But not only that, but they're using desktops and mobile phones. About 90 million are desktop users per month. And then there are about 179 million who use mobile devices. That's a lot of people. That's a real good reason why. Maybe you would want to consider having a social media presence. And then there's Instagram that has 800 million monthly active users and 500 million daily active users. That might be a reason. Pinterest has about 200 million monthly users. Twitter has about 317 million monthly active users. So you see, there are a lot of people who are on social media, and that could be, those could be potential clients for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what I want you to take away today is if you don't have a website, if you don't have an internet presence, and I get some people don't want to take the time to keep up with all of it, but the truth is more and more people are using their devices now. They're not going through phone books and necessarily purchasing as a result of seeing billboards. They're looking at those devices that they carry with them every day, mobile phones. They are on their laptops. They're on their desktops, and they are doing business online. And if you're not online, you may not get that business. But if you are online, there's a possibility that you can tap into that business, and you can also have your websites strategically done so that you can keep up with traffic. How many people are visiting your website? How many people are clicking on your links? The metrics. Oh, there's so much that you can take advantage of today in this digital marketing environment. So if you have questions or comments about this topic, or if you'd like for me to dive a little bit deeper in any aspect, just let me know. I'll be happy to do that. I'll be happy to go into more detail with you. And when we come back, I am going to share something with you that kind of made me a little sad. It really did. And when we come back from this short break, I am going to share with you, and I'm going to tell you how I'd like for you to help me. This is Sharon.
You're listening to Johnny Lee with the KeithAtWork.org organization and the ePanic Button. And we're here with Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon, and I'm so delighted that you decided to join me. And right before our break, I share with you that I found out something that made me a little sad. And I would like for you to help me. As some of you know, especially my faithful listeners, you may know that I really love pets. I do. I do. I love pets. It doesn't matter to me. Cat, dog, squirrel, it doesn't matter. I really enjoy pets. Well, something that I found very surprising is that the healthcare professionals that take care of our dear, lovable creatures are experiencing undue stress and unique stresses that we as pet owners may not be aware of. And so as I close out this show, I just want to share with you that the Center for Disease Control did a report, and it shows that suicide among veterinarians is much higher than the general population. That's right. Suicide among veterinarians is much higher than the general population. And that may come as a surprise to you. It came as a surprise to me. But they discussed how the unique stresses that affect these professionals include financial stresses. They suffer from compassion fatigue. And, of course, euthanasia, I know, has to be something that's heartbreaking. And when you deal with so many animals and you care for so many animals and you deal with animals that you may not be able to help, that can be very stressful. But not only that, but they also deal with online harassment. And so I just want to encourage you to be nice to your veterinarians. Be nice to these healthcare professionals because they have to deal with quite a bit of things. They really do. And if you know a veterinarian, do something nice. Send them a card. Give them a card. Take them a care package. Let them know that you care because they deal with stress and issues that you may not think they deal with. And, of course, they're not mental health professionals. They care for animals. And we're encouraging veterinarians, if you are experiencing stress, if you're listening, there are resources that are out there that are available for you. And there's this agency, Not One More Vet. They have a web page, and they are there to support veterinarians. And I think it's a wonderful thing that they do. Not One More Vet. If you find that you are experiencing stress and you're not sure how to deal with it, please reach out to them or reach out to a mental health care professional because we love you for taking care of our adorable pets and we want you to be healthy. Thank you so much for listening today. It's always a delight to have you on the show, and I hope you join me next week, same time, same place. And you know my dad used to tell me years ago, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And I'm encouraging you to do that today. Thank you for joining me. This is Sharon.